You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how acute it may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Tell me, where are the watch parties? Where the brothers gonna be? I just wanted to see what she was gonna do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
This year is truly flying. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Telly. How are you?
Good morning, DT. I am great. Another great morning.
Yes, it is indeed. Yes, and we've got guest producer in the building. Y'all know who it is. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Good morning, as I refer to him as King Zach Alex. Good morning.
Morning, Auntie. What's up, Telly?
What's going on?
I'm tired. I don't know how y'all do this.
That's what I love about King Zach. He don't even play games. He went straight Michelle Obama on us, y'all. Yeah. He's like, I'm not playing games with y'all no more.
Yeah,
most how do y'all
people,
do this?
Yeah, most people try to be a little more politically correct and be like, you know what? It's great to be here. And it's exciting.
No, I had a DJ last night. I'm on like 3 hours of sleep.
Look here. Let me tell you something, King Zach. Your truth is your truth. I'm going to put the mic down. Speak your truth, brother, because I get it. The early morning, yeah. I tell Truth Nation all the time, God was like, okay, you've been praying for a talk radio show. Here you go. But you got to get up at the crack of dawn every morning. So speak your truth, King Zach. No hate over here.
Hey, it is unique because every day isn't the same, as everyone knows in life. So you're not going to always get 5 hours or 6 hours or 3 hours or something like that. So
I thought I was supposed to get 8. You didn't even say 8.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, no,
man.
Like 8. What are you, 12?
I'm with King Zach Alec. I'm trying to get 8 hours of sleep every night too. 7 to 8 is my target.
You know, sometimes we go a whole lifetime trying stuff and
Well, no, seriously, No, we're not gonna do that, Telly. No. Black folks, get your sleep.
Oh yeah, I encourage it. Yeah. I just find it hard. I'm speaking from a personal standpoint. It's really hard to get 8 hours. I don't even know if I could sleep 8 hours. If I had the opportunity.
Do you sleep at least 6?
I get 6 on good days.
Look at DJ Brother Z. Right.
He looking like, nah.
You got kids, man. You got to be here for your kids.
Here it is, though. Here's the trick. I'm a napper. I'm going to get me a nap in.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to get me a nap in.
You and Dr. Ken, because Dr. Ken and I were having the same conversation. Dr. Ken was like, I wake up around 4 in the morning, and I usually wrap up my day around midnight. And I was like, excuse me? I was like, you operate on 4 hours of sleep? And he said, but I take naps. I was like, okay. Because I was like, there's no way. Because Dr. Ken is very intellectual. He's very intellectual, and he does so many things in the academic arena outside of, you know, the truth. And so I was like, 4 hours? There's no way.
No.
I take naps for 4 hours.
Yeah. That's called
my
sleep.
Naps be 4 hours. Shoot. We'll let you tell it. Look, you speak for you. Truth Nation, DT will take a 3 to 4 hour nap and be like, oh, I'm hungry. Where are we going? Yeah. When I wake up.
Don't be that friend that you, I'm still laughing. You say you got that friend that we're about to go out. I'm like, hold on, let me take a bath. You be like, what? Like, like hold on, let me take a nap.
What are we 12? Let me go run a bath before we go out. First of all, didn't need to know that. At the age of 48.
Trust me. My friends have for years, they stopped now because I'm not going to change, but they used to give me all type of crap about taking naps. They would say the same thing. What are you, in kindergarten? Like, are you going to get some Jell-O when you get up? And I'd be like, look, man, them doggone power naps. But I've gotten down to a science. I only need about an hour. Like, anything over an hour, I'm a wake up tired. And anything less than an hour, I'm going to feel like, man, I was just getting into it. But, man, after an hour nap, I can pop up and boom. It's like it's a brand new day.
Look at y'all. Look at Truth Nation. Look at Telly. He getting excited thinking about it. Hey, he's like, yeah, power nap.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if I could get one in today. No, I'm just
kidding. Hey.
It doesn't happen every day. But, boy, when it does, it's a great day.
Now, speaking of things that don't happen every day. Telly, DJ Brother Z, I never, well, obviously that is no longer the case, but I'm a pretty overall healthy person. I don't get sick a lot. I don't have any pains. I'm overall in a very healthy condition. I'm actually going to head to the Y after the show because I'm trying to be committed to living a healthy life. Well, last week I was working in Cali, Colombia, and I got bit by a mosquito literally the day before I'm heading back to the States. So I head back to the States the day before yesterday. And when I got off the plane, Telly, my ankle was the size of it looked like a grapefruit.
Oh boy.
And so I'm thinking, now this is a different kind of mosquito bite. Usually the mosquito bites don't like what's going on. So when I get to where I'm at now, you know, I go to like a little medical building, for lack of better words. Like, it's not like an urgent care. And they gave me some things to put on it. Now, what's crazy, Telly, is that the week before, are you familiar with those aura rings that you can wear to give you, you know, stats
on
your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Track your sleep, you can track a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
All that. Yeah. And I highly recommend us like senior... Soon seen to be, I can't even say it, soon to be seniors. Look at us. If 50 is around the corner, I highly recommend that you invest in an aura ring. Anywho, so I order the aura ring, and they're very adamant about make sure you order the correct ring size. Make sure you order the correct ring size because it's very hard once you receive your ring to exchange, go back and forth. So anywho, what did your girl DT do? Order the wrong ring size. So I get the aura ring, and I put it on. What finger is this? What finger is this, Telly? I can't remember.
Your ring finger. Yeah.
Your ring finger. Okay. Uh-huh. So it fits my ring finger. I already have a ring on my ring finger on my right hand. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, somebody had hit me up that was watching our show on YouTube and said, did you get married? And I was like,
oh,
what?
Wow.
So I was like, uh-uh. So I take off the aura ring from my... That's exactly how I felt. And I take it off my index finger, or my ring finger, and I put it on... This is the index finger, right?
Yes.
The finger that you point with?
Yep. Your pointer, yep.
Telly?
Yep.
You think I'm making this up? So it just shows you how our bodies, the inflammation, the water retention, it changes and varies throughout the day. When I put that ring on this finger... Last Monday, it slid down. We were smooth sailing. I was like, bet. I ain't got to worry about nobody thinking I'm married. I'm still getting my data read. Life is good. Well, the next day, my finger, for whatever reasons, like I said, inflammation, whatever. Because if you drink a lot of water, but if you don't drink a lot of water and then you eat foods that have salt in it, your sodium and therefore, you know, you kind of swell or whatever. Anywho, you retain water. Telly, I did everything that you can think of, Telly and DJ Brother Z, to get this ring off. I even went to YouTube. I'm putting butter, oils, anything you can to get this ring off. And this ring is not coming off my finger. That night, my finger started turning blue. So I'm like, oh, shoot. So I go down to the hotel lobby, ask the maintenance people, hey, do you guys have anything I can take this ring off? They're trying to get pliers and all this other stuff. Nothing works. So I had to ultimately go to ER. And when I tell y'all this, do not ever put your finger on or a ring on the incorrect finger. Telly, the pain was so bad that I literally thought I was giving birth again. So what happens is that when you go to the emergency room, they have a drill that they will use to literally cut off the ring. But the crazy part about it is, Telly and DJ Brother Z, I had an O-ring, so it's really thick. So the drilling part, it takes way longer. And at this point, the circulation in my finger, it's gone. Like, I can't even feel my finger. And I suffered some nerve damage. It's getting better, though, because I had, like, tingly sensations in my finger. But I say all that to say, between last week's, like, mini surgery of getting this ring removed, and then yesterday coming back from Colombia with a big old grapefruit-sized mosquito bite, I wonder if I should just stay inside for the rest of the week. I was like, what is going on?
That's the conclusion you coming up to is, you know, maybe I should just stay inside where it's safe, huh?
I'm just saying, Telly.
Go home, Roger.
Maybe I should go home, Roger. But I just had to share that because
that's a lot going on.
Man, like, this is all within a week. And I'm telling you, I you know what I'm going to do, Telly? I'm going to text you a picture of my finger from when I was in the ER room just to get your natural reaction so the folks that are listening can hear your reaction. I don't know. King Zach Alex, can I send you the picture and maybe you can post it on our YouTube?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I know there's some people out there, they're like, I want to see the finger. I'm telling you, y'all, your girl DT went through it last week. I spent like 3 hours in ER in Dallas.
Did you send it?
Hold on, let me send it.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to send it to you. And you know, DJ Brother Z.
You know I'm going to give my natural reaction. I can't hide it.
And if you, well, I know you're not going to say damn because you don't curse. Damn. What are you going to say?
I have.
Crud sickles. Crud retchers.
No, I have DJ Brother Z hit it for me.
Okay, so.
I was talking to my friend yesterday, and we were just talking about a situation, and he's like, man, I know what you want to say, and he said it for me, and I was like, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I wanted to say.
You got to have those friends that got your back like that, Telly, because we know you don't curse.
Yeah, no, I got friends definitely don't mind cursing for me.
Well, there you go. And I'm one of them, just so you know. Now, today, as I'm sending these pictures to DJ Brother Z and Telly, you definitely want to tune in and watch us live. So you can stream and watch Telly and I live on our YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com and search for 101.7 The Truth, and you can stream and watch us live. Maybe DJ Brother Z is going to be able to put this picture on our YouTube so you can see how bad my finger was. And in one of the pictures, Telly, I don't know if you received it yet, you can see the aftermath of when they cut the aura ring. Got it. You see it? All right. Yeah, this is what I was going to do.
No,
damn.
No. Your finger looked like Michael Strahan's. You got straight up Strahan finger.
I'm weak.
Because everybody know how his fingers look.
Wait a minute, why somebody else say your fingers look like King Charles? Have you seen King Charles II, his fingers? They like that.
They like that.
Y'all go to YouTube. Man. Why you doing my... See? Do you see what I'm saying?
That's messed up. DJ Brother Z, you got to get that up on our YouTube, man. I know you know how to run some tricks back there, man. People got to see this.
Isn't this crazy? And then here's another thing I'm going to do. Well, I don't think it's still swollen. You should see my ankle with this mosquito bite.
Oh, God.
Man, them Colombian mosquitoes ain't no. I'm like, do I need to contact Homeland Security? Because I don't know what I just brought back. Do I need to call customs?
I'm like, man, your fingers look like you related to the clumps. Sherman. All right, I'm done. I'm glad we can joke about it now because it's better.
Oh, yeah, my finger, we're good now. See, she's all back to normal. But like I said,
yeah, that is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I bet you won't do that again.
Man, what?
Yeah, not with that ring.
I did suffer a little bit of nerve damage. But yeah, so y'all, when we come back from break, we're going to get into day three. Look, somebody said, so DJ Brother Z has said text finger to 833-212-1017 to see DT's finger. I like your style. I like your style, DJ Brother Z. When we come back, in addition to texting finger to 833-212-1017, you definitely want to put that number in your speed dial because we have got a especially great recap of day three of the Democratic National Convention, which, again, is taking place as we speak live in Chicago, Illinois. We've also got some other hot topics. Today is truth swiping in the first hour, as well as truth or dare in the second. We have a lot for you today as we celebrate Friday Eve. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
If you remember, throw the gang. 76 days until November the 5th. Think about that, Telly.
Man.
Think about the DNC is obviously having, from a viewership and reception standpoint, they're having a great week. And as both forever First Lady Michelle Obama stated yesterday during her, or excuse me, Tuesday during her address at the DNC, along with her husband, President Barack Obama, playtime is over. Yeah. We've got an uphill battle. And when I say we, I mean specifically American voters.
Mm-hmm.
And especially those that are registered and plan to continue to vote Democrat during this upcoming presidential election. And I guarantee you that between the debates that will be televised, the presidential as well as vice presidential debates, voter registration initiatives. So basically, Telly, for the next 76 days, our phones are going to be getting text messages every 5 minutes.
Hey, Michelle told you, don't take it personally if you don't get it. This is for
everybody. 5 minutes.
But no, it is real. Even if you look at it as a game, or, you know, it's 100 days or 100 game season. Like the first quarter is up, and you've already, man, like, you started the game in the second half, by the way. And so the first quarter is, I mean, it's up, you know, and then before you know it, we're going to be talking about, look, 50 days to go, then you're pretty much at the halfway point. But because they inherited, you know, this campaign and this ticket pretty much with 100 days to go. But yeah, this is it's every day is crucial, and they are really and I feel like the Democrats are really stressing that throughout the first 3 days of the DNC.
Yes. And as we know, yesterday, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz formally accepted the vice presidential nomination as he addressed the Democratic National Convention last night. And what's interesting is that even today, or even as of yesterday, Telly, there are a number of Americans that are saying, still, who is Governor Tim Walz? Who is he? Because the reality is that for a lot of American voters, when you vote for the presidential candidate who you want to be the next president, you're thinking about, okay, well, God forbid something would bad, or something bad would happen to the president to where they can no longer serve. Who's Tim Walz? So yesterday, again, during his keynote address at the Democratic National Convention down the street in Chicago, Tim Walz introduced himself as a dad, a coach, a teacher, a hunter, and a neighbor, as well as letting the American people know that Kamala Harris would lead the country if elected to become the 47th president. That was very powerful for him to, during his keynote address, he kept emphasizing, look, you know, I'm all of this, but don't get it twisted, because once Kamala Harris is elected to be the 47th president of the United States, she will lead this country. Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. And I think that, again, what I appreciate about the DNC is that they're taking advantage of straight white men who are typically regarded as the only species, the only race, the only gender that can truly be leaders. Straight white men. That's been the images that we have been conditioned to regard leadership as. And over the past two or three days, you've seen a Jewish white man, former, you know, managing partner at a global law firm, endorse his wife to be the most powerful human being in the free world. And then you have another straight white man who is currently the governor of a state who has been through a lot, Minnesota, also saying that if you vote for Kamala Harris to be the president, she will lead this country.
Yeah.
And so these appearances, you know, by straight white men, including former President Bill Clinton, who also spoke last night, and saying things like Kamala Harris is qualified. Kamala Harris has a trajectory of prosecution, law, you know, attorney general, district attorney, state, United States senator, vice president. You have straight white men looking in the cameras, speaking to the world and saying, we support a black woman being president. That is huge.
Yeah.
That is huge. And you know, when you think about all these speeches regarding freedom and hope and motivating the country to get back to working together again, we cannot discount or disregard the power of the images that we're seeing, where you rarely see white men at that level in front of that type of audience for this type of election, endorsing with specific examples of why Kamala Harris should be the next president of the United States.
Yeah. And I know one of the biggest takeaways for me yesterday when listening to Governor Tim Walz talk to, I mean, this was the first time that he has even used a teleprompter, and B, so that just lets you know this isn't something that he has trained his whole life to be. And this is a situation that came about, and he wants people to know who he is. And the thing that really came across for me is how likable he is. I mean, like, it'd be really tough to sit there and listen to him last night and say, I don't like this dude. I mean, because he was so relatable, and everything that his whole trajectory has been makes him relatable. Like, even when he said, hey, never underestimate a public school teacher. I mean, do you know how many people, like public school teachers that are in this country, that could relate to what he was saying and how he felt? And so he can relate to so many people. He can relate to veterans. He can relate to. That's the thing. He's really
relatable.
Yeah, I really took away. I mean, he has a family. He, you know, was a football coach. I mean, he can relate to a lot of, you know, male athletes, former athletes, you know. So, it was I thought he did a very good job, especially for someone who has never been in that situation, and to mm-hmm. be thrust on that stage and to not. I mean, shoot, Governor Evers couldn't even get the roll call out. So just imagine if you had to give a whole speech. So I thought he did a really, really good job last night.
Well, I definitely agree with you. And Truth Nation, don't take Telly and my word for it. Here is a soundbite from Governor of Minnesota, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, as he accepts the vice presidential nomination from the Democratic Party during the DNC last night. Check this out.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
His family looking on with pride, his son Gus moved to tears.
I'm letting you in.
Walz introducing himself to America, emphasizing his heartland roots.
Growing up in a small town like that, you learn how to take care of each other.
And how his years as a school teacher informed his political career.
So there I was, a 40-something high school teacher with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher.
Wow. Wow. Now that, Telly.
Yeah, it was.
That was.
It was powerful.
Mic drop.
Yes, I'm telling you. And they have, they meaning the DNC, the Democrat, the Democrats have, they've been. I'm telling you, making every good move. They've been making every move has been a good one for them this week.
And again, I got to give the shout out to the Democratic National Committee, the party, the convention team. Look, I can admit when I was wrong, because after the RNC, I was nervous. I was like, what is the DNC? What are you doing? You have renewed my faith. When we come back from break, there were a significant number of notable speakers. I mean, speakers who can move the stock market just by endorsing a product. Oprah. Also, Minority Leader of the U.S. House of Representatives, Hakeem Jeffries. He spoke last night, as well as Kenan and Kale. Kenan spoke last night about Project 2025. So we're going to get into that. Also, we've got more hot topics. You want to stay tuned. This is the only station where you're going to get 11 hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. Milwaukee, let's go. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our Beyond the Mic Happy Hour Mixer series has been a hit this summer. As the summer comes to a close, we want to celebrate with you. Join our Truth team for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Friday, July 30th. No, that's August 30th. Yeah. August 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Mr. B's Lounge, located at 8617 West Brown Deer Road in Milwaukee. There will be delicious cocktails, food, great conversations, Chula Vista Resort stay, giveaways, and so much more. We can't wait to see you this Friday, which would be next Friday, August 30th from 4 to 7 at Mr. B's Lounge in Milwaukee. But in the meantime, Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. And Gene hit us up and said, last night was the first time I heard him, meaning Governor Tim Walz, speak, and he was fantastic. He made it very clear that Ms. Harris was going to be our leader and that he was going to do everything to support her. And DT, I talked about it before the break. Governor Walz did a great job really connecting with the American people, I think, as a whole. And but he wasn't the only dynamic speaker last night. I mean, the DNC, their committee, kudos so far, because they have been bringing the hits.
They definitely have. Last night we heard from U.S. Congress Minority Leader, or House of Representatives Minority Leader, Democrat out of New York, Hakeem Jeffries. And during his address to the Democratic National Convention, I'm telling you, you know, last year, well, I should say during the last Democratic National Convention. And Michelle Obama introduced, when they go low, we go high. Telly, me and my son were having a conversation last night. And he said, Mom, I don't think the Democrats, they ain't playing games no more. They're not talking about when they go low, we go high. They're like, oh, you want to go low? Okay, we're going to meet you. We're going to meet you there this year. Because one of the comments, so that we're gonna play a soundbite.
Y'all wanna play.
I'm sorry? Exactly.
Okay, so that's how it's going to be. Y'all want to play.
That's exactly how the Democrats are approaching this year's convention. Because, again, just look at Michelle Obama's demeanor. She literally was talking like you felt as though she had sat you down in a corner and was talking about, this is what we not going to do. And so Hakeem Jeffries, again, congressman out of New York, the U.S. House of Representatives minority leader, slammed former President Donald Trump by calling him, and I'm quoting, an ex-boyfriend who still spins around the block. And Hakeem Jeffries went on to say, there is no reason for us to ever get back together. Do you know how relatable that is? You know how many people that recently broke up with their boyfriend or girlfriend or going through a divorce? I'm telling you.
And looking out their blinds and like, there you go,
man,
right there.
the strategy of these analogies and these references.
Yeah.
So for Minority Leader Jeffries to say about President Trump, calling him an ex-boyfriend who still spins around the block and we don't ever want to get back together. You know, like, you know how many women were like, I know that's right. I know he ain't going to. You know what? You're right, Mr. Jeffries. He ain't going to call me no more. So, again, let's take a listen to Representative House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries during his keynote address at the DNC last night in Chicago.
The road ahead will not be easy. Which brings me to you-know-who. Donald Trump is like an old boyfriend who you broke up with, but he just won't go away. He has spent the last 4 years spinning the block, trying to get back into a relationship with the American people. Bro, we broke up with you for a reason.
Did he say, bro? Telly, did you hear him? He said, bro. Let me tell y'all, the DNC is not playing. You know, previous conventions, and it's, again, they were, you know, like, when they go low, we go high, and let's keep hope alive. They're not playing this year. They're not playing this convention.
Yeah,
they are using relatable terms, because if you notice when he said former President Donald Trump is like an ex-boyfriend, did you hear all the black women in the audience? I know that's right. That no good mother. It was a trigger, but it was very strategic. And so, again, shout out to Hakeem Jeffries. That was a soundbite from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who is one of the most powerful politicians within U.S. government. Do not sleep on Hakeem Jeffries.
No.
And if the Democrats do regain the majority or the control of the House of Representatives, more than likely, Hakeem Jeffries is going to be the next Speaker of the House, which happens to be, let me think, the third in line for president. So it goes president, vice president, Speaker of the House, and I think Secretary of State. I may have Secretary of State and Speaker of the House switch. We'll do a fact check, but do not sleep on Hakeem Jeffries.
No.
Very, very powerful and influential black man. Within the U.S. government.
And just to give you an example, just a snippet of how powerful he is, when President Biden stepped aside, he was one of the names they were floating around in terms of, all right, who could be potential candidates. And then even, you know, with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, she is already probably positioning Hakeem to do big things in her cabinet, if not, you know, even bigger than what he will ultimately be, which is the Speaker of the House. And we know what Nancy Pelosi has meant. And that's the same position she held for many, many years.
Absolutely. You know, last night there were so many different highlights from the Democratic convention, including Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie's still going.
Man, Stevie is still going. And we know how he feels about this country because for those that don't know, he didn't relinquish his U.S. citizenship, but let's just say he has a strong presence in Ghana because he was like, this country, it continues to disappoint me based on what he witnessed, especially with the police brutality and killings of black people in this country. Also, in addition to Stevie Wonder, as he performed Higher Ground to the crowd, Oprah Winfrey, our beloved Oprah Winfrey, made a surprise appearance as well and spoke to the Democratic National Convention. Let's take a listen to Oprah Winfrey last night.
We are not so different from our neighbors. When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No, we just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady.
So do you see how the Democratic National Convention was very strategic, because their lineup yesterday included Pete Buttigieg, Maryland Governor Wes Moore, as you heard, Oprah Winfrey. Now, the question is, and I'm going to present this question to you first, Telly. Truth Nation, now that we are in the last day, today is the last day of the Democratic National Convention, and this has been one of the most historical conventions in the history of our country, starting off with just the surprise appearance from Kamala Harris on day one, President Biden's speech, Hillary Clinton's speech. And you just think about all these transformative keynote speeches that we've witnessed. So the question is, how has the Democratic National Convention, watching these speeches, watching these very explicit and straightforward calls to action from leaders like Michelle Obama and President Barack Obama, how has this impacted how you plan to show up, how you plan to vote? What has been the impact? Have you changed? Have you remained the same? Are you thinking, okay, I'm going to do this differently now that we are 11 weeks away? What have been your thoughts by watching the DNC? So, Telly, I want to start with you. Anything different? Are you thinking, okay, I'm going to do this differently? Or, man, I was thinking this, but now I'm thinking this. What have been some of those significant impacts that you've experienced since watching the DNC this week?
You know, I had an answer for you, but as you continue with your question, I was like, this requires a little more thinking about this. So let me give you my answer on the other side of the break. Let me get a break to think about this.
Truth Nation, we want to hear from you as well. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. Now, when we come back, we're going to hear from Telly. We want to hear from you as well. Also, the first black president spoke last night as well. And it wasn't Barack Obama. The first black president, as far as I'm concerned, spoke to the country yesterday. Look at DJ Brother Z. When we come back, we're going
to
hear
from the
first.
You had to be alive to understand what we're saying.
You had to be alive to understand, brother. The first black president, we're going to get into his remarks, as well as how did he look? How did he sound? And most importantly, again, Truth Nation, how are you feeling now as an American citizen, as an American voter, based on the impact that you've had from the DNC? This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Oh, y'all talking about Bill Clinton.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Happy Happy, happy Friday Eve, Truth Nation. It is Thursday, August 22nd. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Now, imagine being a president of the United States that was only 46 years old when they entered the White House. Being the third youngest president in U.S. history, only behind Theodore Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy, who happens to be this president's childhood hero. Former President Bill Clinton addressed the country speaking at the Democratic National Convention last night. And what was, if you did not know this, in 1992, when he accepted the presidential nomination for the Democratic Party, this was a monumental event because at the time, black folks especially found Bill Clinton relatable. And so 32 years later, after being regarded as, and yes, DJ Brother Z, the first black president, he delivered a speech in Chicago instructing, encouraging, and asking the country to stand and support Kamala Harris. Now, just think about that, Telly. First black president. Okay, let me stop saying that. The first president that black folks was like, yeah, he's one of us. He can come to the cookout. Accepted his presidential nomination by the Democratic Party back in 92 and 96, to then stand 32 years later.
That is something.
And in his messaging saying Kamala Harris, a black woman, should be our next president of the United States. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. When you look at the evolution of time and just see how far we have come, where just, I mean, you joke about it because back then we used to say, this is the closest thing we're going to get to a black president, never knowing that that would actually ever happen. So for everything like this, so if we would have said a black female, I'd be like, oh man, that would have been like, all right, yeah, and the next election is going to be held on the moon, you know. So it was so far fetched, but to see and to be alive to see this, to see how far we've come, it was. I mean, from a historical standpoint, it is truly, you know, amazing.
Now, one of the things I did find, I have to address this elephant in the room. Because one of the characteristics of President Clinton, which ended up being both a curse as well as a blessing, was the reality that Bill Clinton is aging. He definitely, you know, as he just turned 78. Can you imagine that? He just turned 78 years old. And last night I noticed that he didn't appear to have a lot of energy. He spoke very slow. And I noticed that he wasn't looking at the teleprompter. He was actually reading from notes that were on the podium. Mm-hmm. And at times it seemed like he was kind of struggling, just trying to keep up. So for me, it was bittersweet. It was sweet to see, again, one of the most highly regarded yet controversial presidents in the history of the United States, and who, you know, our generation, Telly, referred to Bill Clinton as the first black president, because DJ Brother Z was like, huh? Just do your homework, trust me. And then to see him now, again, 32 years later, endorsing a black woman to be president, because we all know the Clintons they understand how black people have been loyal. You know, black people, we are very forgiving. And we're very loyal. And we were very, very loyal and giving and supportive to the Clinton family. Yeah. Both Hillary, because Hillary will tell you in a minute, black women voted for me. White women, not so much.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. And just going back to former President Bill Clinton's appearance last night, to me, and I told you off the air that It looked like he has aged 10 years over the last 5 years. And you reminded me that he had quadruple bypass surgery. And and that's something that.
Which is the most intense heart surgery that anybody can have.
Like a lot of people don't survive that. And not only survive it, but come back and be just as healthy, or if not healthier, than you were before. But it also made me think about it. I've never heard of a black person that has had quadruple bypass surgery. And please, if you have, or if I'm not, you know, in that type of arena, let me know. But I rarely have heard, especially, I guess, famous people. Like, most of the time, it is, and it bothers me because you hear a lot of people, especially black people, black men under the age of 50, that just die from a heart attack or heart disease or something like that. And you're just like, man. Isn't there something that could have been prevented? Wasn't there a surgery or something that they could have had? But it just really made me think about that and just think about how our DNA and our makeup differs from other ethnicities.
Well, that's a great thought, because when we come back in our second hour, not only are we going to bring you truth swiping and truth telling hits, a recent study has revealed that toxic subway air in New York City is disproportionately harming black and Hispanic subway riders. Now, I know this is Milwaukee, but we all know somebody. We got family, friends, kinfolk that live in New York and, quite frankly, rely heavily upon the subway as their mode of transportation. To your point, Telly, it's interesting, again, as we talk about why is it a one size fits all? Because obviously there is significant DNA factors that contribute to black and Hispanic patients versus white patients. Because like Gene said on our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017, Big Willie looked good. Yeah. Gene said Big Willie looked good. He had a stomach. He looked healthy after having a quadruple bypass heart surgery. Whereas our community, we don't have a lot of access to those types of medical treatments and medical care. So when we come back, we're going to get into that as well. Stay tuned. The next hour is going to be jam-packed. You do not want to miss it. You are listening to the best morning show because you deserve the best. On planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.